Ladies and fucking gentlemen, we're back at the old IDK bar, but this is a exclusive patio session of the I Don't Know Bar pubcast.
The hell you say?
Yeah, well, we're out here. We can smoke cigarettes. We can eat Tums. We can do all sorts of shit. We can yell to the heavens if we want to.
The patio is awesome because it's probably the only place in Southwest North Court attached to a bar. You can smoke a cigarette or a cigar and hang out. Mm-hmm. Fire pit in the wintertime, Jenga, the ring game, tables out here. Shit, it's like one of the coolest places to hang summer or winter.
It's like,
area.
Yeah, it's like
phenomenal.
That.
And fart and share it with everybody.
Fart and shit.
And we have Radical Randy with us.
Radical Randy in the house. Get right, Randy. Get radicalized today.
Yeah, buddy.
You can
fart
and shit and cuss and cum.
Before you got here, me and Randy, we've been here for a couple
have
hours.
Have a good night.
Randy, I can't tell, guys.
We've been hanging out for a little while.
I can't tell.
Shit about,
where
we've been shooting the shit. Everything about old school oil field operations and how safety wasn't up to notch, but there were guys that put out more work because it wasn't a, oh, well, I better tie off here. I better do this there. More things got done. And that's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, there's so much safety out there. Nobody can do their job anymore.
It's
they're not workmen. They're a bunch of vaginas.
You know, they put up them signs.
There it is. Yeah. Hard ass, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. You want to fucking put on your FRs, they better burn in fucking hell, I guess.
Little H2S, you're fine. Go fuck yourself.
Grow a full beard. Who needs
yeah,
hair?
Yeah, yeah. You wear an FRs, okay? So you go through a fire. Your hands are melted. Your face is melted. The only thing you save is your chest hair and your pubic hair. What kind of life is that?
That's all the old lady wants out of
me.
I bet your pubic hair
would go up like a fucking blaze, Randy.
Yeah, yours.
He's got that 70s pubic hair.
Yeah, he's got that poof. Looks
you
like
have,
Jackie Moon's hair
pubes?
Down there from fucking
like a big
semi-pro.
Afro?
Yeah.
What the fuck you mean?
Randy,
can
how
you zip
big is your
without getting your pubes stuck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Again?
Do you remember that day at the bar last winter? I was Randy and I said, Randy, when's the last time you shaved your pubes?
Randy went like,
and the what? The bar got uncomfortably silent for like 5 minutes.
And Randy
the weirdest, thing I ever asked a grown man in my life.
Did he have
it
that?
It was fucking weird.
Did he have that same grin on
yes,
his face right now?
The same thing. Then he said, something about me being a dumbass or something to go kick tires and fuck your dog.
Yeah.
I'd rather
dog, you leaving?
I'd rather have a three-legged dog for
thanks
a neighbor than you.
Have a good one there, HD.
Then I'll come back. We got a ride at 6 o'clock. Go to Manic for supper.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, the abate ride. Yeah.
So,
Manic. Well, the doghouse. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's called?
I've never been to Manic.
Yeah. Free plug. You're welcome.
Hey, Manic's a good place.
Doghouse.
They got a good. They got a real nice museum over there.
Invoices in the mail, Manic.
And we go over there and have that. they have a garbage can. Meal where they cook everything in garbage cans. They put water in garbage cans with beer cans. Then they put all the food, sausage and eggs.
I ain't eating
vegetables.
Food out of a garbage can.
That is really good food.
You know, Famous Dave's, they put their platters on a garbage can lid.
Yeah.
Put their platters on a garbage can lid.
It's not the same thing.
Oh, you're eating out of a fucking garbage can?
It's a garbage can. You take a garbage can. You fill it with 6 inches of water, you put beer cans in there, and you put a screen on top. You put your meat, your sausage, your taters, your
boil.
Veggies.
It's a boil.
And then you just
steam
put on the propane torch, and an hour later, you're eating like a pig.
Jesus Christ.
They have a big dance.
That's over
and a
there
band.
Right now.
Huh?
You can do that?
Oh, hell yeah. They do it down south every day.
I've heard of can cooking, where they take like an old milk can.
Yeah,
and they, fill an old
milk
can.
Well, there's also when you cook like in the cooler.
You can buy them on TV right now.
Boiling water in the cooler.
Yeah,
crawfish.
Have somebody sit their ass on there
potatoes.
And drink beer all day.
Yeah.
Well, that makes more sense than eating out of a goddamn garbage can, though. I mean,
well, they
who the
do
fuck
every,
are we, Oscar the Grouch?
They
over
jump
here?
In, they jump in the dumpsters behind
like
McDonald's every day in the big cities and have lunch.
Liquor Luke kind of does look like Oscar the Grouch. The beard, you're kind of disheveled, kind of fucked up.
I've always.
I can see you popping out of a can every day.
What the fuck are you guys doing out here? Yeah. They're like, oh, Oscar, Liquor Luke's out again. Yeah, it's all good.
Oh,
did you have fun? Down in Sioux Falls, old Brocky Balboa here just went down and saw Garth for which, how many times is this
with
now?
10th time seeing Garth Brooks.
10th time seeing Garth
Brooks. It gets better every time I see him.
He's got a beard now.
It's got a 5 o'clock shadow.
Not a beard.
Anyways,
a good showing
10 times and he still manages to surprise me every time I see him. He does something different. his just very genuine connection to the crowd. At the end of the night, the concert's over. A young girl had a sign that says, "Garth, I want to give you some roses." He comes out after the encore's done. Everyone's leaving. He goes, "One second, where's that girl with the sign?" She comes to the stage, gets the roses. He goes, "Where I come from, when you get something, you give someone a gift back." Gave her his hat.
Oh, his my cowboy God.
It's pretty cool. Now everyone's like bawling and hugging.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks is an emotional roller coaster of a concert. It's a really good time.
Yeah. Way better.
Have a good one.
Randy. What's the last concert you went to see?
Buffalo Springfield.
Last concert?
Did you go see Skinner before they fucking died in that accident?
Elvis?
Kidding me? He was in Buddy Holly's plane.
Randy
walked away.
Randy looked at Buddy Holly.
He was a mechanic.
Randy's got that pilot. He looks at Buddy and goes, "There's only one parachute, and your fucking four eyes can't see him." Grabbed his glasses. Threw him on the green fucking jump.
Let her ride.
Let her ride.
Settle the dust. Fuck it. Let
it all come out in the wash.
What's the last concert you saw, Randy?
I was in Bismarck back in 78.
You guys were so hanging in your daddy's.
I wasn't even a figment of my parents' imagination.
I wasn't even a thought, but to be fair, it wasn't a thought until the night.
It was out north of Bismarck at a racetrack, and they had a stock car going. They had a band out there, and I was fucking drunk.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, and I said,
bullshit.
And my brothers and my sisters were there, and I told them, I was hollering in the crowd, "BTO, place to BTO." And the announcer said, "Hey, would you shut the fuck up?" And I just said, "Hey, fuck you."
That's the conversation.
And that's the last concert I was ever at.
It was BTO?
No, it wasn't BTO. It was some backyard band. They wouldn't play no BTO.
So it was no, like, national band.
So have you been to a national, like, a big band, big a concert?
I've been to Prairie Nights.
Who'd you see?
The old Negro out of Montana.
Randy, Jesus Christ.
He said Negro.
It's not.
Hey, I'm politically correct, guys.
The black man. The African American.
Okay, I am politically correct. He was a Negro.
He was an Afro.
Enough about his.
Charlie Pride, one of the best.
Oh, fans. Yeah, Charlie Pride.
I went to Bismarck and seen Willie Nelson. He was good.
When was this?
Like 3 years ago.
Well, that's what we're asking. Let's come up there as a concert in 78.
Just to bring people who are listening on board, we asked you if you've seen anyone recently. He said, back in 1978.
But 3 years ago, I saw Charlie Pride.
But 3 years ago, I
saw that nice colored guy.
That nice colored guy plays the guitar with old Willie.
Hey, just because I'm old and I got no hair, don't even fuck with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them about when you got put on that hair product, that supplement to make your hair
grow. I bought that shit from Eric.
Monet.
Yeah, Monet. I do it every 2 days. Yeah. It really works. Now I have to shave my ass every other day.
Yeah. No hair on his head.
I use the same thing. I use the same thing, not going to lie. I didn't have any hair on my belly. Now it looks like there's a koala bear stuck in there trying to grab
what's going on here? What's
hey. His poopy vest.
Yeah, hey. What are you covering up? It's 70 degrees outside.
Hey. Ryan, my artist.
He's got so much hair in his belly, he had to buy a fucking weed whacker.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. That's the only in my ears and my belly. That's where all the hair grew.
Yeah, I got a haircut at Ted's the other day in Dickinson.
You don't say. Over at Ted's.
I can barely tell.
And the place was full. And they call him a 10-second Ted. Is that for cutting hair or having sex?
Oh! So which one is it?
So Brock, you missed it yesterday.
What did I miss yesterday?
We had the gin challenge.
Oh, God.
I saw the video. The black pepper and the gin.
Yes, and it's the first time I've ever seen Luke not be able to take a shot.
Alright, first and foremost, I personally like six shots of all different colors, races, creeds, whatever. And sure shit, I take one of gin. I took a Hendrix gin just fine. Moments before.
Well, Hendrix is good gin. That's
Hendrix is not good gin.
Oh, Hendrix is fantastic.
Tanqueray is the king of the creme of the creme.
No.
Tanqueray is the Cadillac.
No. I get a wild hair in my ass thinking that almost every shot should have like precursor.
Randy's ass hairs?
Yeah, I got a big old fucking afro of Randy's ass hairs up my ass. And I'm thinking to myself, how the fuck do I come up with a procedure
Where
to
did
do
the pepper
this?
Come from?
Well, like,
because
tequila has
it's a process.
Salt.
Right.
Tequila has salt.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know it didn't. And
that's
it also,
how your mind works. That's where you went with this.
Yeah. So I licked my hand, throw pepper on one side, licked it for the other side, put pepper on the other side too, figuring I'll get a double dose of the happiness. You put pepper on your tongue, you guys want to know what happens?
You sneeze, you get all fucked up.
No, it's not like cartoons. You don't sneeze. What happens is you realize that all things in life are lost, nothing exists anymore. It's all for naught. And I took that shot and I couldn't do it, so I spit it back in the glass and I looked at Mike, just a few moments later, said, "We're baby birding this shit. Baby bird shots.
Yeah, right.
There's pepper
the
floating around there. One of my fucking, one of my feelings came. Oh yeah, one of my feelings came out. Probably sitting in that son of a bitch. I grab a hold of it. Christy, Alice, they come over. They're both trying to talk me out of it.
Brother Dale was here.
They were all talking to me like I had, like it was a hostage negotiation. They're like, "You don't have to do this, Luke. Well, you got to step away from the ledge. Don't do it.
Those of you that haven't seen this video, go on the Facebook page.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday. I tried to put it on yesterday.
Aren't you wearing the same thing?
I'm wearing a different shirt.
All that drama over one drink?
Yeah. So then I try to take the baby bird shot.
You don't take shots of gin, though. You don't do that. You sip gin.
Yeah. I tried to do a baby bird shot. I had to spit it right back in there because it wouldn't go down.
What else do people make with gin besides gin tonic?
Gin and juice?
Like apple juice, pineapple juice.
It's like orange juice. Gin and orange juice. Yeah. It's not as bad as it sounds.
When you're rolling down this street smoking endo, all you want is a little bit of that gin and juice.
Why don't we have people call us and tell us what they mix with?
Give us a call, 714-446-8445. Call the Pubcast hotline anytime you want. Ask us questions, shoot your shot, talk your shit, get a hold of us.
We know you're fucking out there.
701, all eight of you.
You listen to us.
We're up to nine now.
There's five of us here right now. I hope to fucking God seven of you know how to run a cell phone.
701-446-8445. To be fair, half the clientele that I don't know part doesn't believe in smartphones.
That's true.
They have bag phones and flip phones and smoke signals.
It's just program censored?
No, not censored.
Fuck no!
Fucking deal!
But there are certain things we don't want you to say, Randy.
Randy, yeah.
Like, remember what I just talked about?
Randy, do you have an email?
I don't email.
Do you have an email, though?
No.
He has a Facebook page, Radical Randy.
I don't text.
You don't
text? I got kicked out of typing back in 1968.
I texted him happy birthday 2 years ago.
And he got with this on last
God
podcast.
Damn it,
I got
the
dime
back. Talked about this.
My daughter had to come and erase 158 messages off my text.
We need to get Randy an email set up so people can email Randy.
No.
Would you like Randy?
We'll make that part of the show.
Email?
Randy's email replies.
If we got you an email, would you like to look up emails from people? Would you reply to people?
Here's what we're going
to
do.
So you hate it.
You can message Radical Randy anytime you want. Go to the Radical Randy Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can Facebook message it, and we'll get the messages to Randy. Ask a question, and we'll have Randy reply. We'll call it Ask Radical Randy.
Oh, yeah.
So go to Facebook, ask him a question. Anything you want to know about life, the world, anything.
No, they're not
going to. Randy will answer it on the podcast.
They're not going to like me.
That's fine. The people love Radical Randy.
I just tell the truth.
You are the Donald Trump of that MMR. You just let it fly.
He's the Donald Trump of South.
He's going to fire those sons of bitches.
What do you think of that, Randy? What do you think of that?
Yeah, Randy, tell us about your thoughts on the whole anthem kneeling and Trump whole thing.
Without any N-words.
With no race.
He has no idea what you're talking about.
You heard about this, right?
So Donald Trump gets up in front of everybody. He does like an inaugural address kind of thing.
What about these football players taking a knee?
Yeah.
Some owners should fire those sons of bitches.
I don't think he's real far off.
If you don't like America, then get the hell out.
No, to be fair, we do have this thing called the Constitution.
Okay.
And the freedom of speech
is always just because 20,000 people are doing it wrong doesn't make it a freaking law.
Here's how to make it really simple. Just quit watching football if it offends you.
Or
quit giving them your money.
This is my... on the news. DirecTV's on there.
Yeah, they're refunding people for trying to take it,
Unbelievable.
Okay, so what I'm thinking here...
Let's move on from that.
What I'm thinking, real quick, though, what I'm thinking before we move on is that if the mainstream media... The mainstream media decided to not fucking deal with that. Just don't even give it any press. When there's a national anthem, put the camera on the flag and leave it on the flag. And then when it's ended, put it right back on the field.
Yeah,
when it comes down to everything else, completely ignore their protests. Completely don't give them any coverage because it'll fizzle out.
Yeah, but
eventually, people that want attention, which is a protest that's for attention for a cause... If the nation doesn't like the cause, the media should go, okay, we're not going to show that. We're going to pull it away.
Some people are talking about this here.
Yeah, but the thing is, are we becoming our worst old enemy?
No. That's the peaceful protest is one of the most American things you can do as a citizen.
People died for that.
Yeah, but
this thing is about to die. There was like six guys doing it last week. Until Donald Trump got on the thing and went off.
And then it made it a
huge fucking deal. He's,
yeah.
If you would have kept his mouth shut, we wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, but everybody makes such a fucking big deal out of
it. He's the one that brought it back. It was dying. Shots. The whole thing was dying.
He just threw it out there and said, hey.
Well, it's because he knows he gets
fire the fuckers and be done.
Gets a reaction.
Everybody blows everything out of proportion. It's like this drama and pour me, pour that fucking man up.
Pour me another drink. That's what we do that in a bar.
Exactly. Yeah.
Liquor Lip, what'd you do this weekend?
This last weekend I went back to, well, I picked
buy
up
a new vest?
Did get a new truck.
Oh, you got a new truck?
Yeah, I got a new truck.
A new liquor mobile.
Yeah, a new liquor mobile. It's a nice truck. But
if you got a trend to keep between the white lines?
Yeah, I do actually.
That's a good truck then.
Yep. I usually, since I'm a good person and don't like to drink and drive, I usually have my friends drive me home. Or I crash at somebody's house.
What a smart individual.
You snore and fart a lot.
I do. Yeah. I snore really loud.
And you deep sleep.
Oh.
Well, if you're going to do it, don't fuck her out. Do it.
He deep sleeps.
Yeah, like you could.
Because I stay up late, so I'm there watching TV, and Luke's just over there just like making these weird positions with his body and snoring and kicking me. And
yeah, it's fucking
trying to find
bad.
A blanket. Because my house is always cold, trying to find a blanket.
Yeah.
Your house is extremely cold.
It's a meat locker, as you call it.
Speaking of things that are going on, did we talk about you playing guitar?
Yeah, we talked about it last
episode. Not much has changed because I was gone before.
Oh, yeah, true. So.
But did going to Garth, did that inspire you to learn?
I want to be able to play the river and play Munched Young, and that's part of my goal, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can easily obtain it just like Randy the first time he ever picked up a guitar. Looked a gal right in the face and said, I'm going to make love to you. And she goes, play me a song. He goes, fuck that, I don't know how to play this thing. He put it down. And how many kids do you have now?
13
years old. Randy's got hoes and every area code.
Randy,
he's out there,
fucking speaking.
Checking wells and laying pipe.
Yeah. Oh boy!
Oh,
hey.
Uncle Steve!
Uncle Steve!
Come on over to the party.
Hey, welcome to the hour. Steve. Welcome to the hour of hell.
Yeah, as Randy likes to refer to it. It's
Power
his,
hour. The
it's his day and the hour he loves the most.
Randy, favorite song to get down to make love to?
Yeah, go. Making love.
Tell the people.
Come on.
Your choice.
Hang on, let me dumb it down. Randy, what song do you like to fuck to?
There's got to be a time in your life you and a lady got together, you lit the candles, turn the lights down, a few drinks, set the mood.
Put the cooler next to the bed with full of Bush Light, you know.
I took the dip out, what'd you play?
Where'd you put the dip, though, is what I wonder. Oh. Where'd you stick that, huh? That place you can
in the 8-track player.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you fucking put down them back seats, you lay her down in the back there, you take all that greasy chaw.
I think you cocksuckers are picking on me.
What song, Randy? Give us a song.
Randy, I'll tell you which one I like to listen to. Cowboy by Kid Rock. Cowboy, because it's the goddamn coolest thing ever. That's why. And my girlfriend's going to listen to this, and she's going to be like, you never once put on music. I'd be like, yeah, because if I put on music, I won't know if I'm doing it right, because you're so quiet. She'd be like, if you had a bigger dick, maybe that wouldn't be the case. Blar to blar. That's what happened, Randy.
Randy, we're not picky on you. No, we want to know what, like, back in the day when you were, you know, a Casanova.
When you're banging a girl, who gives a flying fuck about music?
Oh.
Well, sometimes it's got to set the mood, though, Randy.
Yeah.
You know?
Something
like Barry White, you know, or the Bee Gees.
Marvin Gaye. Yeah.
Let your
that color look. Guy from Montana you like.
Yeah. Old Charlie Pride. Throw on some old Pride.
Let your tongue lead the way.
I think
you
Randy
got to kiss an angel good morning.
There's better things than kissing a goddamn angel, I'll tell you that.
Jesus Christ.
What's that song? It's hard to kiss lips to between your ass all day long.
Can we get a shot? Can I get a shot that's not black beer or gin?
Hey, these guys are picking on me.
No, Randy, we want
to
listen.
We're not picking on you.
You've been around.
We're sitting under your learning tree. We want you to impart what you know upon us.
Yeah. I'm lost without your wisdom, my friend. If you don't tell me how to go about my daily business with the music
you, but,
I got to play.
You two are kind of kindred spirits, I think, a little bit.
You got
the energy industry, you know?
I honestly think Randy is actually a future version of me who jumped into a time machine, came back here, and he's acting like he doesn't have a future.
Hey, Sonny boy, we are not fucking related.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you sure your dad's your dad?
I'm too goddamn pretty to be your kid.
You got too many.
I was born in back.
You got too many questions. He's too fucking big.
Where did you make your drink? What is it?
Bad.
Jeremiah Weed. What's Jeremiah Weed? Sarsaparilla whiskey. So it's root beer whiskey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You put this on your ankle too with oils?
No, just oil.
Whiskey. Oh, wow, that was good. He poured Randy. That shot right into my goddamn mouth.
I don't want to do dishes.
Oh, that's understandable.
Jeremiah Weed sarsaparilla whiskey.
That was really good. Out of all the whiskeys I've had, Jeremiah Weed, that one was
that's
really
one
good.
Of them. Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
So, my niece turned 21 last night.
Oh, that's what that picture was on Facebook, huh?
She was a good kid growing up. She didn't really party in high school or anything, right? You know, so mm-hmm. Uncle Brock had to show her how you get down to the bar scene.
In Sioux Falls.
I got a text last night about 10:30. What's a good shot? Here's a list, my friend.
So we went to a small town outside of Sioux Falls called Hartford. This dive bar called the Southeastern or something. Or
shout out to the Southeastern.
Dude, that bar was legit. They had shitty pizzas and...
My kind of bar.
Shitty pizzas, burnt drinks, and shitty bathrooms. I loved it. It was great. Yeah. I felt like I was...
That you like going to the...
I don't know any place like that around the South Hart area.
The pizza's marginally burnt here sometimes. Yeah. Maybe half burnt, you know. They don't rotate it fast
And that's if they're paying attention.
So anyways, we're doing shots. And I said, Mike, I need to know, like... Drewly shots for 21st birthday. Next, you know, we got Vegas bombs. We got Chuck Norris's Wonder Woman's. All
cherry
the
bombs.
Cherry bombs.
Fucking Incredible Hulk.
Anything with liquid ice, pretty much. We had Peach Coogan, which is a really good shot.
It is.
You got that one here, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So, did she enjoy her
Peach Coogan, yes, Steve. That's rum chata, pineapple juice, and peach schnapps.
Corey Stein's favorite drink.
God.
Fuck yeah.
He drinks it.
He takes a sip and then slogs it down because it'll curdle if you don't.
Just a skosh.
Yeah, just a skosh.
So, today we wake up and Uncle Brock, you know, he's a seasoned veteran. I got my veins can handle the liquor. I said, how you feeling? And she goes, shaky.
She could still go around a mile.
And then this bar, if it's your birthday, they give you a giant, like, an Arctic tumbler, like a Yeti tumbler.
What?
It's a company out of Sioux Falls called Big Frig. The bill's in the mail, Big Frig.
Big Frig.
Tumbler, like a big tumbler, and they make you like a triple in this thing for your birthday.
No way!
So the poor kid's drinking like an X-rated Sprite and just, oh.
I think you're a bad influence on your niece.
Well, you know, you gotta live a little bit. You gotta get out
there
and experience
these
things. Yeah.
How many people have you all fucking lived already?
I lived a life for many people.
Yeah.
Lived a good one so far. Keep going.
It looks like you already fucking drank a fucking beer truck full.
Jesus, Randy, good seeing you too. I think you're picking on me.
No,
I'm gonna take another shot. Whatever. Hey,
you guys drug me into this son of a bitch. I'll just tell it the way it is.
Your lips.
They need a new topper.
I think we're accepting the whole
goddamn, he's multi-talented.
Loose bottle on there,
he takes a shot out there without even touching his lips.
Luke, hold the bottle up so I can take a picture for our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. People can comment on it. Dead sexy.
Once again, folks, the podcast hotline, 701-446-8445. Call anytime, ask us questions. Head to Facebook, the Radical Randy Facebook page. Search it. It's on there. And you can hashtag Ask Radical Randy anything. A-R-R-A. That's what we're doing. A-R-R-A.
Me no text.
Yeah, he doesn't text, but
this can become a thing. A-R-R-A. Hashtag A-R-R-A.
Hashtag A-R-R-A.
We got a couple comments on your gin shot here.
Yeah, someone said disgusting.
Body says gross.
Girlfriend, aren't you handsome today?
Minus the gin face.
Luke
Jansky.
She's in love with Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah,
our buddy Luke. Liquor Luke is a future local legend.
Yeah.
Amen.
Jansky thinks you can be a comedian, a big thing. He believes in you.
Jansky can be a lot of things. The guy's talented.
Oh, he's amazing. Also, check out our podcast, What Are You Listening To? The best music podcast produced in South.
Also, when you guys take some time out in your busy schedule, you know, with all you millennials doing whatever the fuck you guys do, check out Saved by the Boys.
Lots on break, but coming back next week probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and if you guys haven't heard of them, now is a good time to figure them all out and listen to all of them. Yeah, I guess
we're
on there a few times.
We are millennials, yes.
Yeah.
You guys are.
83 is a cutoff for millennial.
Well,
didn't we look at it the one day and it's so skewed, the research and the data on
I found out a new word. When an older generation is inferior or thinks the younger generation is fucking up, that's called juvenoia.
Juvenoia?
Like juvenile paranoia. Juvenoia.
Really?
So yeah, I figured I found this word. I read all about this stuff. And it's the thing, like, the greatest generation thought the baby boomers were fucking weird. The baby boomers think Gen X was weird. Gen X thinks millennials are weird. It's just juvenoia.
Yeah, I guess we can all agree on.
A little philosophy for you folks, a little psychology on the podcast. Coming in hot and rock.
Coming in
what
hot
do you think,
and rock.
I don't know what to think.
profound.
He's got Randy, with all these in. With all the years, Randy, that you've been around, and Randy, you're not 100 years old, but you've seen and done more.
Hey.
You've seen and done more than I have ever done in my life, and probably more
Randy,
than
Randy. How old
ever
are you?
65.
Jesus Christ, you're old.
Okay, so in 65 years, you've seen the computer revolution come up.
Yeah.
You've seen people take, basically, from thin air and build a computer into a room, and then from a room. To
there's more technology in our phone than what was landed Apollo on the moon, the first Apollo.
Yeah.
In this phone.
To you, does that seem like a fucking mind-blowing, or is it just an everyday occurrence?
It's a mind-blower.
Yeah.
Because that little piece of shit right there, it's handheld, run by a battery. Everybody knows who you are, what you do, where you go.
And that is
this little piece of shit runs my whole business.
Yeah, that is the most vulnerable piece of equipment that you can ever have. That's what you make.
When I lost this little piece of shit, people thought I was dead.
Yeah, but that
yeah, was, we did.
But that's gonna
it's
come
a
back.
Livelihood.
It'll come back to haunt you.
No.
So do you think that with your generation and the way that you guys approach things, because like we've talked about off air, you and I've talked about like you're my dad's. Turning 60, you're 65. Your generation, my dad told me specifically, he says, I don't like technology because I can't fix it. Because back in my day, when something broke down, a tractor or your vehicle or even your TV, you know, you'd have to fix it. My dad, he could, all those old TVs, he used to fuck around with those all the time, which I think is the reason why my older brother Josh is so good with computers, because my dad used to fuck around with that shit. But with this stuff, how the fuck can you fix that? But I can't fix it. You can't fix it. So it must scare you.
The thing is, when you lose the electricity, when your battery goes dead, you're dead in the water.
You're screwed.
But it makes you lazy. It makes me lazy.
Well, there's certain aspects of it. It makes it easier.
Right.
You can say lazy. You're getting just as much done on a fucking computer that's in the palm of your hand that it took a guy all day to do. Run around,
yeah,
pay his bills.
Yeah, but people...
Pay that's why 90% of all the cheese.
Yeah, well, that delicious cheese.
Yeah, but people are hacking into that shit. They know everything about you.
Yeah, that's true.
You got nothing to
I mean, I don't want nobody knowing if I change my underwear on Tuesday or Thursday.
Well, which one do you do it, Randy?
You just don't change it. We know that already. You don't change your underwear ever.
Randy, you turn those fuckers inside out.
Randy takes showers with his clothes on.
Oh,
that's okay.
It says wash and wear.
Yeah.
How can I be wrong?
That sounds very important.
All cheers to that, Randy. Me and Randy, let's do a cheers, buddy.
You fuckers are pissed.
Ah, fuck.
Rock, I'm glad we're clean.
Oh, what the fuck ever. You know what? Wash it yourself in your underwear and clothes. It's okay.
I am a fancy boy. I gotta be clean, clean, clean.
You're talking to the cleanest. I might look like Oscar the Grouch. But
I saw a Snapchat of your bedroom with Moo Moo. Yell at your cat for your dirty bedroom.
She like, crawls
Moo
in dirty
Moo
clothes.
All these clothes
and
all
she's
the
like,
room, Moo Moo.
I found a sock stuck to her back one day. I was like, are you building up water, Moo Moo? What the fuck? It wasn't stuck because it was dirty. It was stuck because she's so furry and she rolls around.
Hey.
Static electricity.
Hey.
Static electricity. It's science. Fuck all you guys.
You know what I'd like to see? Jeff Dunham. The ventriloquist have a fucking dummy like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think he fucks his puppets?
I don't.
Do you think he has sex with his puppets?
I have no idea.
Do you think when he's having sex to his puppets, he talks to himself while he's doing
it? That's gotta be a real fetish.
Yeah. You know,
I bet someone out there is like a weird fetish.
Hey, you will be googling this thing
for me.
You guys are going down the wrong road,
Randy.
What's the right road,
Randy?
You don't have to give a fuck to puppet, Randy.
Huh?
Don't have to give a fuck to puppet, Randy.
That you have never thought about sticking your dick in and around Miss Piggy's mouth. Ever. Randy, you've never done that.
Who the hell's Miss Piggy?
Who the hell's Miss Piggy? Oh, yeah.
This is going to get out of hand quick.
Yeah, and
I asked Sir Luke, do I have a format today? And he goes, no, we're just going to wing it. Now we're talking about fucking puppets. That's our podcast.
Coming straight to you from the IDK bar in South Lake.
Come here for more intelligent discourse like this.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. We're not at the corner of knowledge. We're on the patio.
No, we're on the patio of dipshits right now.
On the couch of fucking morons.
Yeah, buddy.
Fuck me,
Randy, you told us about your last concerts that you've been to in 78 and the one most recently 3 years ago.
Okay.
But
if
you could see anybody alive or dead, like let's say you had the ability, a genie came out of a beer bottle and said, hey Randy, you're in luck. You can listen to anyone, alive or dead. Who would you listen to? Which concert would you like to take part in? And would you bring any friends?
Who sings 25-25?
Jagger and Evans. My favorite concert would probably be CCR.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. They rock after Greetings. All these years.
You won South
or the Supremes.
You should have won South Fogarty the State Fair a couple years ago. He was up there.
He was just in Prairie Night.
He plays a casino loop all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I
we'll
work
get
on,
you tickets.
I work on oil wells. I got a fucking
we'll
job.
Take
man.
It's like a Fuck Saturday. Take a night off.
Okay, next time Fogarty comes, the four of us are going.
The pubcast is taking a field trip to Fogarty, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll even rent a short bus.
Okay, now Steve's over here.
You don't realize now, but you are officially a full-time
Cash.
Member of the podcast.
Johnny Cash?
Okay.
Johnny Cash? Anonymous? Christy. Anonymous? She wants to be anonymous.
Oh, you want to be anonymous, Christy. Okay,
you think
wow.
She wants to be,
oh,
she wants to be associated with a public fucking podcast?
Let her
I
hang
I
out, happily
let
her
what about you, Brock?
I've seen him. Garth Brooks. I was there, man. Yeah. I guess if I could pick someone I haven't seen, I'd love to see, like, all time anything. Elvis Presley.
I 100% agree.
Yeah. Have you seen my left?
But I want fat Elvis. I want 70. I want the sideburns Hawaiian fat
no,
jumpsuit Elvis.
Not me. I want the. I want the fucking gospel singing young fucking Elvis.
Can I show you?
Nice
can I show my impression of Elvis?
Yeah, show me Elvis.
That's what I want.
Oh, that's good.
I want the fucking rock star Elvis.
I gotta take it back.
Bill popping, falling over on the toilet.
Banana, peanut butter, banana sandwich. Shooting his toilet TV.
Yep.
I'll burn it down or fucking shag carpet. Throughout the whole fucking house.
Oh yeah.
Are you telling us about your place?
Who is yours? Yeah. Who is your person?
Okay, I honestly did see this person. I'd love to see him again. They're passed away. Ray Charles saw him.
Oh
in
yeah.
Walmart, wow. Way back in the day. And all this right. Is before Kanye West had that Gold Digger song.
Every
and he played it. He played a just. He played for two and a half hours.
Hey,
Ray Charles just by himself with a piano played for 2.5 hours.
Hey,
back of singers and nothing.
Have you seen his dog?
He hasn't either.
Right.
I knew
all right,
where
now
you were going.
Next, is Elvis yours, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Next question. Uncle Steve brought it up.
Uncle Steve.
If you could pick one person to, let's say, have dinner with and then party with, alive or dead, who would it be?
Jim Morrison. I think he could drink with me. I think we'd be best friends.
Well, he's been dead for like 40 fucking
Randy,
years.
Randy, who would you pick? You're going to have dinner with this person and you're going to get fucked up with them. You're going to be Bush Light and Dip Skull all night.
You can even get them on
the
school.
The old boy that runs across the stage sideways with his guitar.
Johnny B. Good?
Yeah.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
Berry.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow. Another one of them.
Color
hell yeah.
You know, it's really weird. The moment we turn this son of a fiction thing on.
Willie Nelson. Anonymous.
Anonymous said Fergie.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because Josh Duhamel's out of the picture.
Who the hell's Fergie?
Fergie? Her name's Stacey Ferguson.
Don't, no, we're not going down this rabbit hole.
Let's go down this rabbit hole.
Mike, who's yours?
Mine would be, like, 1980s Motley Crue. I want to be with Nick.
Oh,
damn
it.
That'd be a good one. Jimmy Buffett for me.
Jimmy Buffett.
Can I have one?
Oh, we just
said Jim Morrison earlier, but I gotta honestly say that the person I'd love to have dinner with and get fucked up
my
with.
My daughter!
No, I have dinner with her all the time.
All
right. I would absolutely love to have dinner with Weezer, the band Weezer. I'd love to sit.
All of that for that answer. You built this up like it's giving
you
some profound statement.
This is Weezer.
Weezer's good band.
I know, but
come a sweater
on,
together.
Man.
Hey, Brock.
They're a great band.
You ever heard of Weezer, Randy?
No. Fucking people. Hey. Okay, one person, Kurt Cobain. I'd love Kurt Cobain
That's better.
To come and fucking drink with me, play some guitar
together.
With me.
Who fucking says Weezer?
What
guy Randy
loves
wouldn't even
and the
say
way, the way he built
hey,
it up, he's like,
he
has this great answer, like, I changed my mind.
Hey,
I'm going to go with Big Head Todd.
Yeah, well, Randy would have been like, wow, Weezer.
I'm
going to
go
now
with
and again.
The Toadies.
What the fuck with the pillow?
I don't know. It's just
are you infatuated with the son of a bitch or what?
He's got a fucking boner. He's covering it up.
Yeah, big boner.
Anonymous.
Direction in the wrong direction.
Oh, there's a lucky lady over there. Oh, shit.
Hey,
Jesus. I don't even have a tape measure to measure that. Jack Gundy's on.
Your erection is going in the wrong fucking direction.
Ah, Randy. Give him some privacy.
Dr. Seuss in the house. I love it.
You don't know who Miss Piggy is, but you just fucking quoted Dr. Seuss.
She's just a goddamn porker.
I don't think Dr. Seuss ever said erection in his book.
Oh, if he said erection, if he said erection, it was directly followed by misdirection.
You know, all the places you will go, all the people you will blow. That's Randy's book.
Yeah. Oh, Randy. He does eat green eggs and ham. He does, old Sam I am. So let's get on to a new subject. A new topic.
I'm so glad we planned this whole thing out.
And there's nothing. So, for all you folks out there that like to tie one back, what is your hangover cure? I want to know. Get a hold of 701-446-8445. Tell me how you make the next day as good as the day before.
For people that have listened to Save the Boys and discussed it on there, my hangover cure is quite controversial, but it does work.
Have another fucking beer.
Nope. A big yellow Gatorade and 2 Midol, and I'm good to go. Two Midol and yellow Gatorade.
Liquor Luke, yours is just keep drinking.
Mine is wake Midol up the next, door, cramps, next morning.
Cramps, bloating, headache, nausea, it takes it all away.
Eat Midol as much pasta as possible.
And Midol's full of caffeine, too.
And snort Tums. That's what I do. Snort Tums. Just get through it. Calcium straight into the bloodstream, bro.
You always tell me you're going to get kidney stones.
Well, yeah. Calcium. I had a calcium deposit that was 0.8 millimeters. That's a fucking marble. They went up in there Star Wars style and fucking laser shot that shit out of my dick like it was a fucking air vent in the goddamn Death Star. It was fucking terrible, Uncle Steve. It was bad. I was under for most of it. You know what the dream I had while I was under? I don't know. I had a dream somebody was playing my dick. And they were. Then I get up and they stretch me out. It was like I was being abducted by aliens. They all had me, they jabbed some shit into me, and I started getting all hazy feeling. And this dude puts this fucking mask over me, and all I see is a light atop me. And there are people everywhere. My junk is hanging out for everyone. And I just want my girlfriend to see that. But
you should have saw Luke before you got here. He's over here on the couch, like a heroin addict, wanting to. I gotta play my video game. I gotta play my video game.
Well, really,
he just couldn't wait for
Destiny 2. He's just obsessed. Great. It's so great. Xbox One, Destiny 2 for all you listening out. I'm Gully 1986.
You want to tell what happened when you tried to play me in NBA 2K?
Okay, so me and Brock are playing NBA 2K. I've been drinking since like Thursday. This
I play
you
stone cold sober.
Oh, well, yeah, he could, but he's not gonna, because I'd win. So the first game he beat me by 40 fucking points. Second game, I bring the all-team, all-time Chicago Bulls.
99 rating.
They're the best ever.
Beats me by 5 or 6.
Yeah. It was to the very end.
I was coming back in the fourth, too, quite a bit.
He was.
Then I played the next game, 40 points
40 again. Points again. And you guys all go, well, that's not a big deal. Well, it's a big deal to me. My ego is hurt so bad that I fucking cried.
He was so butthurt 5 minutes in, he's saying, there's something wrong with the controller.
And
the game's weird.
He fucking plays PS4.
It's different. I play Xbox.
He plays PlayStation 4.
You live in Belfield and you play Xbox. It all makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, and you elitists over here in Southland with your PlayStation 4s and your barbecue smokers and stuff.
But notice how he came over here and we didn't go to Belfield.
I love this place.
Much love to people in Belfield, but Luke, long story, we'll tell in a different podcast sometime.
Right? What the hell are you guys talking about?
Randy. It's called video
Randy,
games.
Are you ever playing video games, Randy? Like Atari or Nintendo? Like Mario?
Oh, hell no.
Are you ever play Atari?
Zelda. No.
Why not?
Zelda is fantastic.
Randy, remember
Ocarina
why do
of
you
Time
want to
on
play
N64?
Video games?
Because I'm old school.
Yeah. Oh, hot Carl in the house!
Hot Carl, happy.
Hot Carl! Come on down to the IDK. Most nights,
hey,
Carl's
hey,
here.
Hey, don't be bad. Go step on in.
Oh, Carl, did you ever tell Luke, I told you what your nickname actually means?
Oh, I was here. I was here and I was drunk. And I looked at her. I said, I don't mean that. She kissed at me. She goes, it's okay. Still love you, is what she said with her eyes.
Carl, come say hi.
Come say hi to the podcast.
Hi.
Carl, do you think Luke looks like a version of Oscar the Grouch?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Well,
it's true. You look like Oscar the fucking Grouch.
Good.
We've been talking about puppets this entire podcast.
All right, let's get back to it. Carl, would you fuck Miss Piggy?
No.
Okay, good.
How about Kermit? No.
Kermit? Slather some of that toad.
Not
dick.
Fozzie?
Some of that toad.
How about Gonzo? Damn.
I don't find anything for my child.
Gonzo's got that fucking nose though, huh? Got that droopy. Just think of what he's working with in his pants here. Chef.
You got that long, pretty one.
No. Full disclosure, I fucking love the Muppets. I absolutely can.
Carlo, are you sure you even fucking walked out here?
Full disclosure, I think the Muppets are budget pop stars. Carlo, could I get a shot of something other than
your mic? That's our first t-shirt we're going to sell.
Yes.
Yeah.
God damn it, I hate you.
If you think you look like Oz, call 701-446-8445.
T-shirt for what?
Do you think Liquor Luke looks like Oscar the Grouch?
If you do?
Oh, I think he does.
If you do, it's going to be a trash can of the IDK podcast.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And Luke popping out of the Oscar the Grouch.
He'd be the poster child of the IDK bar.
I wish I could design like graphics that should be made right now and sell hotcakes.
If there are that can design a graphic for us, get a hold of us.
701-446-8445. Friends on Facebook.
Yeah. If you guys are sick of us telling you about the number, call us at 701-446-8445. For all you assholes out there, like, why do they keep saying the number? Because we love you and we want to hear from you.
This
all
is, right? Listening really to this is better than fucking plowing fields and raking hay, ain't it?
Yeah. Shit, yeah, it is. If you're on a drive to your job or from your job, you're like, God, I had a really tough day, and you're tuning into this, guess what? It ain't gonna get any tougher.
What is this?
I got that at Subway.
Yeah.
Brock is holding his hand.
You tried to pawn it off on me. I ain't going no
goddamn.
Fucking
Randy, I tried to give you a gift.
I ain't going no goddamn street fair bullshit.
Goddamn Randy, he's holding on to this fucking thing.
Father and son, it's unbelievable. Are you sure you're not? Can we get a blood test here?
Damn it.
Are you sure you're using Liquor Luke's
goddamn
mother Liquor Luke?
I'm going to read this out. No, everyone knows what I tried to.
Are you sure you guys aren't family?
We are not related.
Fucking tried to gift Grandpa Randy over here in 2017. Minnesota Renaissance Festival. With this coupon, receive $3 off one adult or child. Lord knows you're not bringing any children in there.
Say anything about
to
this
the
really
gate
quick.
Admission.
We went to the grand.
I'm not going to go because they won't give me a senior discount.
Yeah.
Screw
Randy, you,
here's
you,
your senior discount
Randy,
right here.
You like to gamble, don't you?
Oh, hell yeah.
What do you like about gambling?
No,
hey, thanks for that fucking dumbass question, buddy.
I love to gamble too. I went to the Grand Falls Casino in Iowa. Just outside of Sioux Falls.
Been there.
Yeah, that's a nice casino, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Get this, though. No matter where you're playing, high limits, table games, slots, whatever, no comp booze, no free drinks.
No.
You gotta pay for your fucking beer.
Yeah, all you get
I couldn't believe it.
I'm
playing $5 Wheel of Fortune spins. It's not a free grain belt or nothing.
All you get
I said, is grain belt a premium? Why does it $4? She goes, we don't comp drinks here. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with
that? Try.
What's that?
Did you win anything?
I didn't win diddly shit.
So they made you pay for booze and they took all your fucking
money. Yeah, it was a kick in the ass. I'll never go there again.
Try going up to the Spirit Lake Nation on Devil's Lake. They don't even allow booze in the casino.
Right.
What's the point of having a casino then?
They
go hand in hand.
That's a good for all you folks.
You're still smoking that casino, though.
You know the number 701-446.
You been to that one, the Grand Falls?
Oh yeah.
Tell
us
why it's okay.
Nice casino. Very nice.
Oh yeah.
It reminds me like the off strip Vegas one.
Carlo, what are you bringing him?
The only thing you get there is stupid looks the wrong direction. They don't give you no free.
Carlo's my cherry pie.
Cool drinking water, such a sweet surprise.
Tastes so good, make Randy cry.
This is going to taste
cherry,
so good.
It's a cherry pie shot?
That's going to make the law of gravity kick in.
It smells amazing.
All I see is your beard is like sticking in the drink and like getting syrupy.
You know, those of you who don't have a beard,
you got to drink your thumb and play with it.
It is. Can't eat burgers. Can't eat burgers without looking
everything
like a goddamn
drops,
homeless
hangs
guy.
Hangs in the beard. When you brush your teeth, the hairs when
you're... I'll tell you this.
It's work.
The times I've grown my mustache out to my 70s porn stash,
yeah,
it's a pain in the ass.
Absolutely.
Drinking something, brushing my teeth, soup. Anything. It was just a mess.
I put my beard bulb in yesterday morning. I came to work running around. Christy at 2 o'clock says, come here. You got something in your beard. Big old white chunk of beard balm right in the front. Nobody fucking told me.
You need to start doing the Captain Lou with it.
Do a couple rubber bands?
Yeah, I need to put a braid in your beard.
So now, like with me, before I grew my beard, I'd brush my teeth just fine every day, just like anyone else.
That hair's in your mouth, gig.
But I have to brush them in the shower now.
You remember beard?
I brush my goddamn.
You got a big beard? I've always
brushed my teeth in the shower.
Sideburns?
And it gets all over, then I can wash my beard just fine.
Uncle Steve, you ever have a beard?
I think he's just fucking lazy.
You ever have a beard, Steve?
Nope. Never? Any facial hair ever in your life?
But
any facial hair ever in your life? Mustache, goatee? Yeah.
But do you realize, what is the definition of a mustache?
Well, Randy, I think a mustache
facial hair?
Is upper lip facial hair. Unless you're, what's that called when they talk really hairless?
Mm. The mustache is hairless. A shock absorber for a high
How many people hairless. Can we offend at one punch?
A shock absorber is a high... A mustache is a shock absorber for a high compression cocksucker.
Yep, yep. And for all you hair lips out there, call 701-446-8445. And then if you want to, you can go get a hold of Radical Randy with your comments about how you fucking hate him and it's too hard to talk to him. Or whatever.
You Are guys you sure he's not your dad?
No, he's not. We don't know each other at all.
I don't know.
Hey, my parents didn't live all behind a barn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we didn't have a coal shed or a wood pile either.
Good. You guys, knowing you, they wouldn't know what to do with it. It's hard work, Randy! Hard work! You know what? When I was a kid, back in the day.
I'm glad that you were a kid.
Yeah, I was a kid. I was like Randy, who crawled out of his mom, an old, decrepit man. He was 65. He's been that way.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah, he's fucking Benjamin Button. He's going backwards. But the little shit he says.
Randy, what's your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, I don't know if I really have one.
Dunstone.
Do you watch movies?
Oh, hell yeah.
Just what's on TV besides Oak Island?
I'm modern like you, goddamn.
You have DVD.
Okay, here's how you got to word it to Randy, bro. What's your favorite Western of all time?
Anything by John Wayne.
Okay. True Grit?
Oh, hell yeah.
There you go.
He does Westerns in the news.
All right.
And I only know this because Randy is my Norman.
Lonesome Dove's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. All 10 hours of it. There's a lot of chilling in that movie.
The only fucking person here dances with wolves? Dances with wolves.
Yeah, that's...
Fucking...
Is that a Western?
Yeah, if you watch it on TNT, it's a 27-hour epic.
That's actually like number 2 on my all-time movie list, Dance with the Wolves. It's right on there. That's a good one. Forrest Gump, Dance with the Wolves. I love Forrest Gump. I can watch it anytime.
Forrest Gump?
Watch it. Love Forrest Gump.
Oh, Forrest Gump's great.
That one that ran all over the country?
Yeah.
I love you, Ginny.
You mean like peas and carrots.
Yeah, I mean...
Lives like a box of chocolates.
I mean, how can you love a...
I'm tired. I'm going to go home.
How can you love a prostitute hooker like her, you know?
I don't know.
You got to watch a movie. It's more than that.
What?
It's more than that.
Plus, it's the greatest soundtrack of any movie ever of all time.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 discs long.
Yeah,
isn't it?
3
discs long. One of my favorite movies would be...
3
Yeah, Good Morning Vietnam.
Great.
Think about it. It covered the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It's all
Good Morning Vietnam.
Stuff.
That's a great movie too.
Yeah,
Good Morning Vietnam. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
Robin Williams.
How about yours, Luke? Favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie of all time? It's hard to say. So I'm just gonna throw this out there and say Fight Club.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll take that.
Fight Club. I was a big Brad Pitt fan.
That's yours, Mike.
Rockstar.
It's on my list.
Yeah.
Rockstar's on my list.
Okay, look,
too, yeah.
Rockstar, favorite movie.
What's your favorite movie, Kayla?
Thelma and Louise.
Is that
it off a cliff.
They go off last time we were asked about what her favorite movie.
I agree. Now that explains her fucking completely nuts.
My favorite movie of all time, Scream 3. Not.
Steve, favorite movie?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh! What?
What?
Yeah,
Holy shit!
Uncle Steve,
brings the heat.
Mrs. White, what's your favorite movie?
That's my wife.
Just give us one. Okay, you got 15. Reach and pull one out. What is it?
Favorite fucking
don't
movie.
Don't fucking say The Notebook or P.S. I Love You.
Here comes the school teacher. We're going to get all
worked out. Steve, what's your favorite movie?
Young Guns.
There you go.
I was going to say, what's the one with Michelle Pfeiffer with the Coolio song, Dangerous?
Oh, you're talking about Dangerous Minds.
Grab a chair, get your ass now.
That's my second favorite.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Fast Times is
a good one. No, I need one too.
You were really freaking bored with that movie.
Oh, take another old shot of that old speaker.
Spicoli!
That was a good movie.
I picked that, by the way.
Thank you. I'll take a different shot of something better.
Okay, this is Steve. He's a school teacher, part-time cook.
Anonymous, what's your favorite movie?
Steve.
Pretty Woman.
Oh, hell yeah.
Talking about hookers, folks.
Yeah. Hookers and cigars, huh? The old cigar box. Grabbed her titty with it, didn't he grab that, huh? That must have been a different movie I was watching.
Steve, come say hi to Liquor Luke.
Hey, Steve. Let me go shake his hand.
You don't have to be part of this, Steve. It's very nice. Luke's going to interrogate you for 5 minutes.
Steve, you're a school teacher. We're not going to get too far into it.
Your shoe.
But Huh? How long have you been teaching school?
Mine are sweaty.
They're wet.
Probably wet.
1986. I'm 31 years old.
96.
I was born in 86, so 30 to 31 years, right? How crazy has it changed with technology in school now? Like before, you'd have to get after kids for passing notes.
Come closer.
Come on over here.
Yeah, come take a seat. I'm popping
over. Bullshit. Come on over here. We won't get too in detail. We'll just bullshit about this.
Grab a chair.
I got friends that are teachers that are my age, but they haven't been around very long. So they don't have that, like, spectrum. You know, they don't have the spectrum.
When I went to school to be a teacher, I was trained to guard your grade book with your life. You don't let anyone ever see your grade book.
Don't ever let anybody do anything with
that. And the biggest change is now grade books are online and it's immediate feedback. So all the kids get to see their grades all the time.
What's it like now to be with parent-teacher conferences? Before, you'd sit down with the parents, bullshit going, do you actually have to do that with all the things online? You could probably Skype those parents and bullshit with them and get the feedback across. Hey, your kid's not doing so well here or there. You don't actually have that physical interface. Does that weird you out a little bit? How do you think
I prefer a physical interface.
Okay, good. See, now, like, with me, I think my daughter's 3 and she's going to be growing up. She is growing up in this environment where technology is everywhere. So I could honestly have a conversation with her teachers over in Bismarck and be in Belfield over Skype. Now, that same interaction, I would rather have it, you know, right there with them, but with a, you know, broken marriage or, you know, a split family. It makes it easier for me, but back in the day, that was a very awkward moment between 2 divorced parents sitting down with a teacher who says, you got a great child, but there's that animosity there, you know?
I'm not a big technology proponent. I implement in my classroom.
Sure.
One of the problems, at least being in a small town like South Art,
parents
like to use Facebook a lot, so if they don't like the teacher,
they're going
to
blast you on Facebook. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a restaurant on Yelp. They'll blast it, and they only get 2 minutes or 15 minutes with that restaurant, and they blast it to no end. And I can clearly see where you're coming from.
Or they use their child as a conduit for information instead of come talk to me.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. I mean, when it goes back to, like you said, you started, you know, 30 years ago. And do you think you get more out of it now, or are you getting less out of it? Because you went into this industry, the education industry. I should call it an industry. It's the education system. It really is. And you got into it for your own reasons. Would you say 31 years later, your heart's still where you want it to be, and you're still doing it for the same reasons, or has things changed?
My heart's still in it. I still do it for the same reasons. Education has changed.
Yeah.
And it's changed because of technology. And
do you think there's
what I've noticed in small communities is...
Because I grew up in a small community myself, out in eastern North Dakota, yeah.
But they want their kids to be creme of the creme and top of their class, and...
When you only got 15 kids in a class, how can you all be taught?
When I try to make that happen, the kids can't do it, and then the parents say, what are you not teaching my kid? But they don't ask the kid, why aren't you paying attention in class?
Yeah, because there's a lot more. Let's all be frank. There's a lot more distractions now than there ever was. When I was a kid, you know, 20 years ago, I mean, my 10-year class reunion was 2 years ago. So I graduated in 2005, so I've been out of school for 12 years at the senior level of it. Thinking back to when I was a little kid, when we got done with our homework, we just go outside and play. We really didn't. I mean, we had video games, but we didn't have all this extra exterior. We didn't have Instagrams. We didn't have friends that try to impress over Facebook. We didn't have YouTube channels. We weren't, you know, when I was younger and I'd be dating these girls at a young age, none of them.
Girls?
Yeah, they were girls. We were little kids, you know, we're 13 years old. None of them said, hey, check out my YouTube channel. I got a makeup tutorial on there. How many, you know, so there's so many different reactions. these kids have so many different things. A 13 or 14 year old boy who has to deal with soccer and track and all these other things, and then he thinks to himself, I need to get a girlfriend, but then I gotta focus on how can I be there for her in Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all these weird things.
So school ends up being about fourth or fifth on their
fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh on their list. Not to mention a kid can go out if they're smart enough, and I'm sure you have amazingly smart genius style students. Every town has them. That kid can go out at 10 years old and make an app and make more money than his dad could ever make in 40 years. And you're looking over these kids, mentoring them. How can you tell them, hey, you need to focus on this, you need to focus on your English skills, your mathematics skills, your science skills, when they could go out and make an app about calorie counting and become a fucking millionaire from that? That's another aspect of it.
That's a good match.
They like... It would be nice if they would do that, but they want it for entertainment value.
Yeah, sure.
They don't want it for other value. So I try to tell them, look this up on Google, look this up here, look this up there.
Because they got so many more ways of information, research. I mean, this is the true, honest to God, age of research. You think that the age of research, the real age of research was between the 1900s to fucking 1970s, where they looked up all sorts of crazy shit, they went on explorations, they did all sorts of stuff. But now all these kids have everything at their disposal, right in their fingertips. They can look up every fucking thing that they'd ever wish to look up. Anything they're interested in. They can watch a 5-minute clip on YouTube and learn it instantly. For instance, there was a girl on America's Got Talent last year, not this year, who played the ukulele. She learned it in 10 minutes, focused on it for 3 months, and then won $1 million on fucking America's Got Talent. That could be one of your students one day. Doing that very same thing, and you're putting all your heart, all your effort into training these kids to learn, you know, what you focus in, and it could all be for naught, you know? Which is a weird thing to think, you know? Like with my dad and my grandpa, my grandma, like I was taught by teachers that literally taught all my relatives, all my uncles and everything. They were around for 40 years before they decided to retire, 50 years before they retired.
Hey,
so
Lucas,
they taught.
Okay,
let me take a shot. What I'm saying is, I worked with teachers, or I was with teachers that had a set standard that was based off of how my grandpa, my grandma, and my aunt, uncles were. That were before me, 30 years, these new kids and this new way of things, a lot of times teachers don't go that far. They don't go, oh, well, your uncle was smart at this or your dad was smart at this. They go, you got Google, you can figure out anything. So it's not like a lineage thing anymore. It's not a how smart were your relatives. It's a you can do anything now because of the internet.
What's Lucas drinking?
Well, I thought he guesses it after he shoots it.
Oh, fuck, this smells like pure turpentine, Kayla.
Better than Jeff.
With a little cyanide.
Knock it down. Clean your brush.
This one right here goes out to Randy. It was good talking to you, Steve.
For sure.
It was very good talking. I'm glad to have you on the I Don't Know Pubcast. That was education minute with Lucas and Steve.
It was
phone number again?
Phone number is 701-445-446. 446, sorry, 8445. For all you lazy assholes out there, that is 701-446-8445. Get a goddamn job.
You're spilling all over yourself.
I know. Harley, can Luke take the shot?
Get a life.
Shot. We're going to have last call. We're going to wrap her up today.
What are we talking about the next
podcast? Last call.
Luke's leaving, going back to work for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks, so we'll take a little break. We'll come back with...
Just so you got a goddamn pillow fetish or what?
Just comfy.
With
it's
Radical
cozy.
Randy, of course.
I can just hang out. It's cozy.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck that was. I don't know.
I'm a cover. I'm snuggling.
I have no idea what the fuck that was.
Pardon? Okay, last call. It's time for last call, everyone. What's last
adopt
call?
A pillow.
Last call is.
Don't forget about our little Facebook contest we have going on.
We still got that out there. I'm still going to give out a $150 gift card. I don't care if it's a Space Alien Service or give me anywhere. It doesn't even have to be in-state. If you're an out-of-state listener and you message us and guess what? Turns out we got 500 likes. I will personally call the store closest to you and I will fucking send some money that way. With the internet, technology like we've been talking, I can Google wallet money anywhere.
What are you going to do that? What are you going to do that for?
Because I want people to listen. I want people to hear your sultry, angelic, goddamn voice.
We're looking for somebody to do a t-shirt for us. If anybody out there has the ability to do that, let us know.
They probably think we're all fucking retarded.
I'm also going to give you $50 for Uber or Lyft. It's now Dickinson. It's in Bismarck. Uber and Lyft are in Bismarck, Fargo, all across the nation. All of you that are listening, all 9 of you, keep sharing. Keep sending out to people. I'm going to give that, and I'm going to give you a hotel of your choice. I'm not putting a price tag on, folks. So
hotel to Uber.
Fucking anything. Randy, we're going to have to tie that into our next conversation. I've had a blast.
That's our
guys.
next pubcast.
I've had a blast.
We're going to explain Uber, Snapchat, Lyft, Instagram, Tinder, and Bumble.
That's the next pubcast. We're going to have a Randycation.
Yep.
It's like an education.
And we're gonna get Randy his first smartphone, too.
I wanna call out to everyone and say thank you to Brocky Balboa for making his long trip from Sioux Falls up here. I want to tell the proprietor of this bar, good old Mike Sticka, thank you for having me here. Thank you, Caleb, for the delicious drinks.
Anonymous Uncle Steve.
Uncle
Teacher
Steve.
Steve.
Thank you for hanging out. Steve, Teacher Steve, awesome conversation. Radical Randy, you're the best fucking person I know. My name's Liquor Luke, and I'm cashing out, sir.
And you got... Beer barrel era.
That's enough.
Yeah.